The National Cross Country Ski Championships wrapped up in Fairbanks last weekend. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the four-race series culminated in long-distance events that challenged North America's best skiers with relentless terrain.
The courses at the Birchill Recreation Area included thousands of feet of vertical gain and steep pitches that reduced even Olympians to a slow shuffle on the toughest climbs. Sunny skies and warmer temperatures eased the pain for racers in Sunday's marathon events, which started before big crowds. The race courses wound back and forth, giving spectators near continuous opportunity to watch the racers suffer through the hills. Canadians Stefan Kuhn and Ivan Babakov posted the fastest times in the men's 50-kilometer event, but a minute and a half behind them, Anchorage Olympian James Southam captured his second gold medal of the four-race championships as the first American. Southam says he worked hard the whole race to catch and pass U.S. junior skier Noah Hoffman.
I just tried to ski hard, and sometimes it works where you can come up from behind, and sometimes you just never catch him, and today it worked.
Southam's two golds at Nationals punctuate a return to the top since winning his first U.S. titles in 2005 and 2006. 19-year-old Noah Hoffman of Colorado held on for the silver in the marathon.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have led so much because I couldn't quite hold it together, but it was hopefully sometime soon I'll be able to hold that pace all the way through. Definitely my best 50K ever, my best race at the U.S. Nationals ever, so that's good.
Dartmouth skier Glenn Randall strided to the bronze as the third American, while young Alaskans Max Treinen and Patrick Johnson of Anchorage and David Norris of Fairbanks notched 11th through 13th positions overall in the marathon. In Friday's skiathlon event, Ivan Babakov was dominant. The Russian, who recently became a Canadian citizen to join his family in Alberta, is coming off a solid season on the international race circuit.
I'm really proud to be Canadian now, and that was one of my best seasons so far, and on the World Cup. That was really long and tough. I'm tired and looking forward to rest, but it was a good season.
Behind Babakov in the skiathlon, Leif Zimmerman of Montana claimed his fourth career U.S. title. He says he survived a war of attrition on the trails as the temperature cooled Friday night.
It's getting a little colder out there. Everybody was hurting from a long season and, feeling the bonk a little at the end. So it was a fight those last couple laps, but I wasn't the only one hurting. So, and I knew that, so I tried to push as hard as I could.
Behind Zimmerman, Southam and Lars Flora of Anchorage took the other two U.S. podium spots in the men's skiathlon Friday. Anchorage skiers Brent Knight and Bart Dangle also had top 15 results in the skiathlon. One name missing from the top of the standings during Nationals was Tyson Flaherty of Fairbanks, who struggled during the week. He says fatigue from a series of marathons left him feeling flat.
I put a little bit too much out there, and I've been paying for it.
Flaherty says he isn't giving up and will build upon what was otherwise a solid season with smart training this summer.
Just kind of got to keep on the same track and go into the winter feeling really good and have a lot of volume and intensity and a lot of good training under my belt, so try to get the best out of everything for next year.
On the women's side, Vermonter Liz Steven of the U.S. ski team continued her dominance over the weekend. Stevens claimed her third U.S. championship gold of the series by edging teammates Morgan Arotola and Anchorage's Keegan Randall in the 30-kilometer marathon. Steven, who also won Friday's skiathlon, repeated her 2008 sweep of the distance events at Nationals in Fairbanks. She says she likes the grueling courses at Birchill.
Doesn't really give anyone a break, including me, and I think it really tests how in shape you are and how much you can hurt out there, which I like to test, just hurting and hurting some more.
Alaskans also posted strong results on the women's side over the weekend. Last week, silver medalist in the 10K, Becca Rorabaugh of Fairbanks, was eighth in both the marathon and skiathlon races, capping a stellar week for the 19-year-old, who could be headed for the world stage next.
I'm pretty excited about it. It'd be cool to make these next Olympics, but I have plenty more time to try to make Olympics and, potentially try to do well at them.
Several of Rorabaugh's teammates from the Alaska Pacific University program in Anchorage also skied well over the weekend. Holly Brooks, Taslina Mannix, Kate Fitzgerald, and Kate Pearson-Arducer all logged top 20 results Pearson Arducer, who grew up in Fairbanks but now lives in Cordova, says she'll be training hard this summer in anticipation of the Olympics.
I wear dishwashing gloves when I roller ski because it pours rain on me. And the mountains are pretty steep, so I found that pretty challenging. I just take advantage of what I have.
The 29-year-old Pearson Arducer says she'll be tweaking the training schedule that's improved her skiing performance dramatically in recent years in hopes of making the 2010 Olympic team. The results from the national championship races in Fairbanks will figure strongly in the selection of the team for next year's games. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.